1 Peter. Chapter 1. From Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers, aliens, exiles. Scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia Minor, and Bithynia. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through purification by the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you, and peace, be multiplied to you. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has given us new birth to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. For an incorruptible and undefiled, without spot or blemish, inheritance, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In which you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if necessary, you are weighed down because of many temptations. That the trial of your faith, which is much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tried with fire, might be found to be praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom although you have not seen him, you love. In whom, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Receiving the end. Finishing, completion. Of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied beforehand of the grace that would come to you. Searching what, or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, and the glory that should follow. To whom it was revealed, that not for themselves, but for us they ministered the things, which are now reported to you by those who have preached the gospel to you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven. Of things the angels desire to look into. Therefore bind up your minds, be sober, and keep hope to the end because of the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not living according to your former lusts in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, so you be holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy. Because I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who judges without respect of persons according to every man's deeds, pass the time of your living here in fear. Inasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your worthless conversation received by tradition from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Who truly was chosen before the foundation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for you. Who by him believe in God, who raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit to unpretended love for the brothers, see that you fervently love one another with a pure heart. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, who lives and stays with you forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached to you. 1 Peter chapter 2. Therefore laying aside all evil intentions, and all evil deeds, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil talk. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow by it, if you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming, as to a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious. You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Therefore also it is written in the Scripture. Look, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, chosen, precious, and he who believes on him shall not be disappointed. To you therefore who believe he is precious, but to those who are disobedient. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has been made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to those who stumble at the word, being disobedient. Where also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth his praises who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You who in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I urge you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles. Non-Jews. That, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may because of your good works, which they shall witness, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every law of man for the Lord's sake, whether it is to the king, as supreme, or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of those who do well. Because this is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free people, and not using your liberty as a disguise for evil, but as the servants of God. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the bad. Because this is worthy of thanks, if a man because of conscience towards God endures grief, suffering wrongfully. What glory is it, if, when you are abused because of your faults, you take it patiently? But if, when you do well, and suffer for it, and you bear it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Because this is what you were called for. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps. Who committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. Who, when he was cursed at, did not curse back, when he suffered, he did not threaten back, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. Because you were as sheep going astray. But are now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. That, if any husbands do not obey the word, they also may without the word be won over by the conversation of the wives. While they see your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose beauty is not that outward beauty of braiding the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of fancy clothing? But let it be the inner man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of an humble and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Because after this manner in the old times the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Whose daughters you are, as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, you husbands, live with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife, as to the weaker container, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers not be hindered. Finally, let all of you be of one mind, having compassion towards one another, love as brothers, be full of pity, be courteous. Not returning evil for evil, or cursing for cursing, but on the contrary blessing. Knowing that you are called for this, that you should inherit a blessing. Because he who would love life, and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no evil. Let him flee from evil, and do good, let him seek peace, and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who would harm you, if you are followers of that which is good? But and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and do not be afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with humility and fear. Having a good conscience. That, while they speak evil of you, as evildoers, those who falsely accuse may be ashamed because of your good conversation in Christ. Because it is better, if it is the will of God, that you suffer for doing good, than for doing evil. Because Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison. Who in times past were disobedient, when once the long-suffering patience of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which few, that is, eight souls were saved through the water. In a like manner even baptism does also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers are being made subject to him. 1 Peter chapter 4. Since Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. That he should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Because in the times past of our lives we allowed ourselves to do the will of the Gentiles, non-Jews. When we walked in passions of the flesh, lusts, excessive wine, riotous living, excessive overeating, and abominable idolatries. in which they think it strange that you do not run with them to the same excess of riotous living, speaking evil of you. Who shall themselves give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead? For this reason the gospel was preached also to those who have died, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be sober, and give attention to prayer. And above all things have fervent charity, love, among yourselves. Because charity will cover a multitude of sins. Have hospitality towards one another without grudging. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speaks, let him speak the words of God. If any man ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and authority forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to test you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, since you share in Christ's sufferings. That, when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you, on their part he is evilly spoken of, but in your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God because of this. Because the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begins with us, what shall the end be of those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous are scarcely saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore let those who suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as to a faithful Creator. 1 Peter chapter 5. The elders who are among you I urge, because I am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking its oversight, not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy profit, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you who are younger, submit yourselves to the elders. Yes, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, because God resists the proud, and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Watchful, alert. Because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him firmly in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, makes you perfect, establishes, strengthens, and settles you. To him be glory and dominion, authority, kingship. Forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. By Silvanus, a faithful brother to you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, encouraging, and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. The church that is at Babylon, chosen together with you, salutes you, and so does Marcus my son. Greet one another with a kiss of charity, love. Peace be with you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let it be.